You were not born for comfort. You were not meant to drift quietly into mediocrity. You were not given time, strength, and breath to waste them on the trivial. The world will invite you to play small. It's going to hand you cheap pleasures, endless distractions, and empty rewards. It will tell you to wait your turn, to tone it down, to follow the path that's already been paved. But if you've read this far, you already know that isn't enough. The road ahead, the path of purpose, is a difficult one. You will be misunderstood, you will be resisted, and at times you will stand alone. Security is not promised, comfort will be scarce. The price will be high: fatigue, sacrifice, doubt, the occasional darkness of not knowing if you are winning at all. And yet, those who walk this road awaken strength others never touch. They forge resilience. They discover what they're made of. They build impact that echoes long after they are gone. They live a life that cannot be ignored. So, who is this for? It's not for the faint of heart. It's not for those content with ease and entertainment. It's not for those who trade their soul for applause, likes, or the next distraction. This call is for people who refuse to settle, those who will not waste their one life in quiet desperation, those who are ready to live with authenticity, power, and greatness. What awaits you? If you step forward, you will not be promised ease. You'll be promised meaning. You will be promised the honor of a life lived fully, not half asleep. You will be promised the chance to shape your story, not drift inside someone else's. Legacy awaits. Impact awaits. A life of purpose awaits. But a decision must be made. The safe return is doubtful. The rewards beyond measure. Choose comfort, slip quietly into history unnoticed. Choose purpose and take your place among those who dare to matter. Time is short. Choice is yours. Step forward. The world needs you strong. And now for the doing. This requires clarity of purpose. Stoics taught that most people chase shadows, wealth, fame, comfort. But answering the call requires a clear recognition that these things are indifferent. The only true good is virtue, wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance. If the call aligns with virtue, then it is worth answering. Epictetus would ask, "Does this path give you the chance to live according to reason and integrity? Then walk it. If it leads you away from virtue, it is no path for you." You have to prepare for hardship. Stepping onto a difficult path, one must practice imagining hardship in advance: hunger, fatigue, ridicule, even loss. If you accept these not as surprises, but as expected companions, they will not break you. Seneca reminds us, "He who has anticipated the coming of troubles takes away their power when they arrive." We have to be indifferent to the outcome. The manifesto promises honor and recognition in event of success. A Stoic would shrug, "Recognition is not ours to control, nor is success as the world measures it. What is ours? The will to act rightly. To answer the call is to choose the noble action regardless of applause or oblivion." Marcus Aurelius would say, "Do not act as if you're going to live 10,000 years. Death hangs over you. While you live, while it is in your power, be good." It's going to require discipline of desire and aversion. Most people shrink from difficulty because they desire comfort and they fear pain. Stoic discipline is to reverse this, to desire only what depends on your will and to fear only what corrupts your character. Pain, fatigue, uncertainty, these cannot touch your soul. Cowardice, self-betrayal, and dishonor, these are the true dangers. We need to be steady and constant in our action, because the call is not answered one time, but every day. Each morning, you rise and recommit to the path, no matter the obstacles. Answering the call is not a single heroic act, but the steady, quiet endurance of many unheroic days. To answer the call is simply this: to see the path of virtue before you, to anticipate hardship and meet it with equanimity, to be indifferent to recognition, to guard your soul against vice more than your body against pain, and to walk steadily day after day until your allotted time is done. If you feel like there's more for you, you're right. How do I know? Because there's more for each of us. But to get that more, you must embrace what we've just been talking about. Do your part by doing your best.